Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales could learn his fate tonight. The Fire and Police Commission is expected to discuss whether to renew his contract. Morales has been in the post for about a year and a half and has said he would like to remain. He stepped in after the retirement of former police chief Ed Flynn. Morales' current contract is through the beginning of January 2020. In the wake of potential conversations about his reappointment, WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on what some think of his tenure so far.
Police Chief Alfonso Morales has his supporters on the Milwaukee Common Council. Alderman Bob Donovan, chair of the council's Public Safety and Health Committee, is one of them. Here's what he says he's expecting from the Fire and Police Commission hearing tonight.
I was told that they will be outlining the steps to be taken towards his reappointment, so that's what I am hoping to hear. I think it would be a huge mistake not to reappoint Chief Morales.
Donovan says the chief has proven in the last 2 years a desire to get the job done, be transparent, and be open to members of the council and the community. He says Morales faced real challenges when he took over for Chief Flynn, including a limited pursuit policy that Donovan opposed and fewer officers on the force than in previous years.
And finally, I would just say it was really unprecedented, the number of officers that were sadly killed in the line of duty during his 2 years, and the challenges that he was faced with in dealing with that, and the impact that that has on the morale of our officers.
Donovan says Morales has enforced the law fairly and equally, and has sent a message to his officers that he'll back them up when they're right and take steps to discipline them when they're wrong. Additionally, Sean Lauda, president of the Milwaukee Police Association, says Morales' crime strategies have been working.
I believe in 2018, homicides were down considerably, and through at least the beginning of summer here, I think this latest stats that I'm aware of, homicides are down like another 32%. So violent crime seems to be down, trending in the proper direction.
Lauda says that Morales is a true leader, not leading through intimidation, but leading by example.
He seems to have reversed the poor morale, the terrible morale we had amongst my membership under Chief Flynn. We did a no-confidence vote, and I believe 99.3% of my members had no confidence in Chief Flynn. I think Chief Morales has really rejuvenated my members.
Lauda says Morales' efforts are focused on police-community relations. He says Morales' long-term goal is to support communities of color through community policing. He says that includes having squads be responsible for smaller areas of the community and sending officers door-to-door to talk to residents. Some in communities of color say they don't really feel that support. Community activist Vaughn Mays says that's still an area that MPD needs to improve. Mays says that all levels of the police department should be centered on community, not just the chief.
Like in my capacity, if there's an issue in the community, I, in some aspects, are able to reach out to a captain and say, well, this is an issue. This is what's going on. How can we settle this? And some captains are receptive to that. Others are not. They are not community-minded. They are not community-orientated. And the department is always right.
Mays also says the chief needs to get better at disciplining officers, citing the example of the officer who left a four-year-old in a car overnight in a tow lot. Mays notes that officer was involved in the Sterling Brown incident, in which the Milwaukee Bucks player was tased and arrested over a parking violation. Brown is suing the city.
You have the same officers repeating bad behavior without proper reprimand. So different stuff like that, there's definitely room for improvement.
Mays also takes issue with the pursuit policy. He would like to see MPD implement a no-pursuit policy to cut down on the risk of death for everyone involved, including innocent bystanders. Mays says police funding takes up too much of the city budget and that more money should be devoted to community resources and prevention. He says if Morales really wanted to send a message, he could refuse some of the money. We reached out to Chief Alfonso Morales, and he was not available for an interview within the deadline for this story. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.